The best mix in the morning show, 98.3 The Coast. I'm Brittany Stiles with your Daily Dish. 95-year-old Queen Elizabeth has tested positive for the coronavirus. She is said to be having mild symptoms. Tinder swindler Simon Livive has joined Cameo and is now selling personalized greeting videos for $200 each. He's calling himself the Prince of Diamonds. Simon has never been charged with swindling women out of close to $10 million. You gotta watch that documentary on Netflix. Over 64 million people have watched it. I watched it and it is unbelievable. Timothée Chalamet is set to play a young Willy Wonka in the new Charlie and the Chocolate Factory prequel, and Hugh Grant will play an Oompa Loompa. That should be interesting. There's a Golden Girls cruise setting sail in 2023. The cruise will leave from Miami and visit Key West and Cozumel. Over 1,000 Golden Girls fans are expected to be on the boat. There will be trivia, costume party, celebrity look-alike contest, and cabins are selling for as much as $14,000. Oh my goodness. And Pepperidge Farm is selling goldfish crackers that resemble the Mandalorian. They are available for a limited time, and the crackers retail for about $2.79, but of course are being sold on eBay by Star Wars collectors for as much as $75. I don't know about that. I don't care what they're shaped like. They're goldfish crackers. That's your Daily Dish. Elton John, Jets, and Bon Jovi coming up, plus your happy headline on 98.3 The Coast, the best mix.